This is program number LW2578. Well, what should I worry about today? You know, that's the first decision some people make every morning when they get out of bed. Hi, this is Larry West. I know lots of people who don't know how to live a day without worrying about something. If they don't have something to worry about, they worry about not having anything to worry about. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. If you do, I've got a question for you. Are you ready? Here it is. What controls your life? Really, what governs what you think about? What is it that makes you do what you do? Is it worry? Really, does worry control your life? You know, you can worry about just about anything. Some worry because they're poor. Others worry because they're rich. Really. Some worry because they've got a gray hair. Others worry because they have no hair. Some worry because they're married. Others because they're not. If you're a chronic worrier, maybe I can help today. There's a solution to it. It's not an easy one, but it's the only answer. It's called trust. Inside an old cupboard in a Kansas farmhouse a long time ago, someone found a note that read this way: "If I trust, I do not worry. If I worry, I do not trust." Several years ago, there was a young man by the name of David who found the key. Now, this fellow lived in a country a long way off from ours, and he lived a long time ago. In fact, he was a shepherd who later became a king. And as a king, he had a lot of reasons to worry, but he didn't. He had found the key. And he wrote down the formula. Listen to his words. He wrote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" He said, "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" He even said, "Though an army should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though wars should rise against me, I would still be confident." There's the secret. There's the key. He found the formula. David trusted someone. And when you trust, you don't worry. David trusted God. And man alive, if you can't trust God, who can you trust? I asked you a moment ago, what controls your life? The Bible says that it's God who's in control, in fact, of the whole world. You know, try as we might, there's no way that we can change that. There's no way. The smart guy is the one who decides to accept it as a fact. And believe it or not, he's the guy who's at peace with himself, at peace with the one who is in control, and that one is God. You know what worry is? It's waking up in the morning, reaching under your pillow, and finding there a paper sack. Then it's getting up, readying yourself to busily get yourself to work at picking up little rocks. That's right. You find one in the kitchen, and you carefully put it into your sack. There's another one outside, another one in your car. You find one when the children get off to school, another at lunch, and still another when you get home. And each time you find a little rock, you carefully put it into your sack, and then at night, after you've gathered rocks all day, you lie in your bed, and you reach into your sack, and you pull out each little rock and carefully examine it. You turn it over and look on this side and then on the other. You look at every crevice, every corner, every change of color. And long after you've gone to bed, you finally stick the sack under your pillow and you, exhausted, finally fall asleep. Right? Then the next morning, you reach under your pillow and you find the sack is empty again and you start over again and do the same thing. There are too many of us who go around during the day gathering up things to worry about. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. What in the world can you change by worrying about it? Take David's advice. Remember, he is the one who said, "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Put the rocks down and live your life serving the Lord, trusting the Lord. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. I'd like to send it to you. What controls your life? Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.